Okay, so this is the closing of the 25th Fosdem. Some of you have been here before, so you know the joke, but I will keep making it because those are my slides. For those who like free systems and free software, that's the main communication channel, and also we are going to turn down a few of the more non-free or fascist communication channels over the next few days. So if you want to keep updated with Fosdem, that's the way to do it, or to just subscribe to the website. We have an RSS, but this is the main way to do it. Oh, also, yeah, I almost forgot. I'm going to take the traditional picture, and if you don't want to be in the picture, just put something in front of your face. If you want to be in the picture, feel free to smile or put your hands up or something. It is going to take some time because it's not very, very light in here, but I'm going to try and give you that photo basically a few minutes after the closing talk already. And also, this gives you some time to scan the QR code. To scan the QR code. Thank you. If you lost anything, we still have the lost and found in building K at the info desk. If you don't know where K is, a.neff.fosdem.org, and also just straight across the parking lot, the only new building, that is where you can find the info desk, and we have the lost and found there. Also, if you have anything which you realize you have lost after, or maybe you just whatever, you can also send us email and we'll try our best to reunite you with your property. If you have feedback, please do send feedback, the good, the bad, the ugly, the whatever. You will also find feedback links sprinkled throughout our website, but here you have it. As per usual, we also like good stuff because we mainly get the bad stuff, but we do read everything even if we don't always reply. We have the 25 years and we had photos for all the different shirts which we had. We are going to make them public at some point in the future, in the soon future. So you can see all the different t-shirts and everything. This is just a small portion of that photo. Our program, again, for those who might have not seen this in the opening talk, this is actually the largest open source conference on Earth. And it takes a lot of work behind the scenes. There's a lot of numbers, they're just fun, like do with them what they want. They're accurate, but not always useful. We actually had a little bit of a lower peak for the video because we now have better encodings for the video streams, so we actually saved quite a bit of bandwidth. Usually we have lots more statistics for all the video stuff, but we redid the video boxes and we didn't have time to do a lot of things this year. If you are a speaker or a deaf room manager, your inbox will already be full with, or depending on if you're a deaf room manager or a speaker, I guess, you will have email from us titled "Your Fosdem 2025 talk titled blah blah blah" from noreply@fosdem.org. If you have any of those emails, please do click on them and please do review the talks you gave or the speakers in your deaf room gave. Anything you do not review as a speaker, the deaf room managers have to review. Anything you do not review as a speaker or a deaf room manager, staff have to review. We have over 1,000 talks. It's a lot of work. So please crowdsource this one. Matrix, just the usual numbers. We have more people in Matrix than last year, which kind of makes sense because for last year, we were roughly at pre-pandemic levels, and this Fosdem is most certainly the largest we ever had. We sold out with our 25-year swag very, very quickly, and we are sincerely sorry. We had a major mess-up where we just ordered the numbers from last year instead of increasing them. We already had too few staff last year when we had fewer visitors. That's on us. We will have more staff next year, also because this markedly improves our finances, and we're going to talk finance in a second as well. You guys are hungry? You girls are also hungry? the network, we stopped tracking the mechanically. It's kind of useless at this point because of privacy extensions and everything and having different timings on everything. But we did have almost 9,000 parallel devices just on the IPv6 only network, with also plenty on the dual stack, but no one cares about IPv4 anymore, so you're only seeing the IPv6 ones. If you want to make donations, the info desk can make this happen. Also, this is where you can donate under the year if you so choose. We sometimes hear that it's not great if we are being sponsored by large corporations or anything, and some of us would even agree. Yet the point is, we have to pay ULB for those premises, even though they give us a major discount. We have to pay for other things, like staff and volunteers are completely unpaid, but we have a lot of costs. And the only way to really make this work is to donate or to get your company to sponsor. I think I have another sponsor slide later. If not, I'm just going to ad lib. We have something new and potentially exciting. We are giving you the ability to nominate speakers and topics. So you see this one really awesome talk, the one thing you really like provoked thoughts in you where you were like, oh, this is something which a wider audience should be aware of. So now you have the ability to basically under the year, even already, send us suggestions and recommendations of stuff we can look at. We can talk to people. We have lots more time than we usually do when it's basically a month or two. So yeah, please do give us recommendation and suggestions of what you would like to see on the main stage at FOSDEM. So there's a round of thank yous. First, let's start with the Matrix org and Element teams. Then all our sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, we could use more of them. We have a brightly flashing red zero under the budget line this year. It would be good if, in particular, those who complain about mega corporations sponsoring FOSDEM would put money where their mouth is and either donate or also consider talking to your companies internally. For those who don't know, marketing departments usually close the funding planning for sponsorships for the next year in the middle of the current year. So wherever you're working at the latest, in June this year, your marketing department will have closed all funding planning for 2026. So if you consider to do this, do it now or maybe in a week or two. Don't wait too long, because by summer it is too late. We had this happen a few times where people tried to like make this work and then it didn't. So if you're considering this, please do it more or less now. In summer, it's too late. We had a total of 217 dev room managers. We also had 1,184 speakers. We had 174 volunteers. We also have a staffer who uses setlist in VI and forgot to unset list before copying this list. That's the dollar sign. We have the staff. Yeah. And we have yourself. We also still need help, notwithstanding donations and giving talks and everything. A lot of uncounted volunteers hours also help us. If you see trash around you, welcome, or congratulations, it is yours now. There are trash bins. There used to be one here, but there are somewhere outside, I'm certain. If you see something, please just take it with you and dispose of it. Anything which you do not like pick up as in trash lying around, some volunteer will have to do. If you have time to help with cleanup and with teardown and with everything, just come on stage after everything is over and we will assign you a group. And also, this is a great way to make friends, and maybe you even volunteer by name next year, and you have even more friends, and we feed you on Friday and on Sunday. Speaking of, we are going to feed the teardown volunteers tonight, so if you're hungry and you have some time, perfect combination. Also, as is tradition, any network cable which you remove under our guidance, you can just keep if you want. Last year I had my kidney stone, this year I have my car accident, so I hope we have someone who does the dance. I don't see a Wouter, I don't see a Raphael, I don't see a Zijo. Is there any staffer who feels... and anyone else who wants to join the dance? It's not very hard, it's very silly, it's a little bit exhausting, but it's fun amongst above all. So while I'm just trying to guilt and shame my co-staffers into coming on stage...
you dance with us.
Nein, vergiss es. Any volunteer is honor bound, more or less, unless they do the camera. But also, like, we used to have like 50 or more people on stage, and now everyone just looks at me totally afraid. It's really easy. Just come up and have a little bit of fun. No? No? Okay. So the history of the dance is very similar. Yeah, there's... The history of the dance is very simple and silly. I mean, FOSDEM is a lot of work. It's a lot less sleep than one would hope for and everything, but also it should be fun. And during the first FOSDEM, someone was like, oh, I've been running around all the time, and basically showed how the running around looks like. And that's what he showed the others, and this developed into the dance. Can you do it yourself without my guidance? You can. So just do it. That's it. Again, if you want to help, come up front and you will get something assigned. And if not, hopefully, see you next year.